from KQED.
As families continue tightening their budgets, many go looking for bargains at those 99 cents only stores. You may have seen them with their pink and green logo. There are hundreds of them throughout California. But as Colin Berry reports, these days the company with the low prices has a high-priced legal headache on its hands.
The world's largest 99 cents only store is in Hollywood on Sunset, and it's a little overwhelming the first time you walk in. There is fresh food in the back, but every other aisle is crammed with an incredible hodgepodge of stuff. Cleaning supplies, baby clothes, piña colada air freshener, pickles, aspirin, toys, all of it under a buck. These stores are often placed in low-income neighborhoods. Their customers blue-collar or elderly. Ethel Shapiro says it's a place where she can stretch her budget.
I'm buying some treats for my dogs and some things for vegetable cooking and laundry soap and candy.
But here's the rub. 2 years ago, the actual price for most items sold here became 99.99 cents, a fact most customers don't catch.
Did you know that the prices here are 99.99 cents?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yes.
You know the button?
Yeah.
And is that
99 cents.
Everything.
99.99 cents.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
almost about 0.01, right? To $1.
99 cents only's corporate office sits deep inside a distribution center in City of Commerce, where CEO Eric Schiffer says the 1% price boost was intended to firm up the company's $1.3 billion bottom line.
It's a tiny increase, and we thought if we spread it across everything, it won't hurt the consumer, everything will still be a great value, and it will give us enough breathing room.
Schiffer says the chain has for 2 years bombarded its customers with the actual price.
We announced it on the radio, we announced it on in our newspaper ads, we announced it in our flyers, we announced it when you walk in the store. We have a big poster explaining the whole pricing policy. We changed that every single price.
High in a professional office building in Orange County, however, attorney Dan Callahan begs to differ.
The bottom line is that the 99-cent only store is representing that it's selling things at no more than 99 cents. In fact, they are selling it at 99.99.
Last month, Callahan filed a class action lawsuit against the retailer, alleging they purposely mislead their customers. Callahan says his firm did a survey that found most folks are unaware of how much they're really paying.
There's laws that protect the elderly and protect the consumers in California and in Arizona against unfair, deceptive advertising. This company is making $13 million a year through an unfair, deceptive marketing campaign.
Back in Hollywood, most folks I talked to had no idea they were paying 99.99 cents, but they didn't seem to care either. Mara Hill was more bothered by the need for a lawsuit.
I think it's kind of silly because there's tax on top of that 99 cents, so nothing really ever is exactly what it says it is on the price tag. And to sue a discount store over, nine-tenths of a cent is kind of, I don't know, I think it's a waste of time.
I also asked James Wright what he thought.
Do you care that it's 99.99 cents?
Nah. What can you lose? That's petty.
Ethel Shapiro, with her dog treats, put things in perspective.
Most people are coming in here because they appreciate the value and that extra penny. When I think of how BP is destroying a good portion of the country, that bothers me. This does not.
Attorneys for both sides will mediate the case this fall, but in the meantime, in the court of public opinion, 99 cents only's pricing system seems to be bothering almost no one. And while I did find one woman who said she felt duped, the fresh spinach and mushrooms piled in her cart made it clear this was a store where she planned to keep shopping. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You can talk back to us, and we won't charge you 99 cents. So tell us what you think of things you hear on the California Report. You can comment on stories at our website, californiareport.org. You can also sign up for our podcast, listen to stories in our archive, and lots more. Again, it's all at californiareport.org. And you can find us at iTunes, too.